USA Radio News.
Saudi Arabia, if we broke with them, I think your oil prices would go through the roof. I've kept them down.
President Donald Trump speaking outside the White House regarding our relationship with Saudi Arabia after the president said also in a statement that it could very well be that the Crown Prince of Saudi Arabia had knowledge that Jamal Khashoggi was killed in the Saudi consulate in Turkey. The president was also asked if we're heading towards a recession.
I think your tech stocks have some problems, but that'll come back. But no, I think we're going to do very well.
The FDA said under no circumstances should anyone eat romaine lettuce as a result of a multi-state E. coli outbreak. Former Michigan State University President Lou Anna Simon is facing charges connected to the Larry Nassar sexual abuse scandal. Michigan Attorney General Bill Shute charged her with a pair of felonies and two misdemeanors for lying to police. This is USA Radio News.
An official message from Medicare. Open enrollment ends soon.
So now's the time to be open-minded.
Look at everything, like prescription drug plans and Medicare Advantage plans from private insurers.
Why? Because plans change. So can your health needs.
I found lower costs and extra benefits and saved money.
Open to something better? Visit Medicare.gov or call 1-800-MEDICARE today.
Open enrollment ends December 7th.
Paid for by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services.
The wait is finally over. Dell's biggest Black Friday ever is on. Save up to 50% on Black Friday deals, plus get free shipping on everything. With massive deals on Dell computers with 8th Gen Intel Core processors, the hottest gaming gear, and savings on top brand electronics like Samsung TVs, it's the one sale of the year you don't want to miss. Just call 800-BUY-DELL or visit Dell.com/Black Friday. Quantities are limited. Call 800-BUY-DELL for more Black Friday deals.
Before leaving the White House, President Trump officially pardoned the turkey named Pease.
Pease, I hereby grant you a full pardon.
A far-right organization is being labeled a hate group by authorities. USA Radio Network's Chris Barnes has the details.
A report from law enforcement in the state of Washington says the group known as Proud Boys is designated, quote, with ties to white nationalism. The report says the FBI is warning law enforcement that the Proud Boys are actively recruiting in the Pacific Northwest in particular. The group, largely defined by misogyny and racism, is known for inciting violence at political rallies. The group's leader, Gavin McInnes, insists that the Proud Boys are not white nationalist or alt-right, but the Southern Poverty Law Center also has them listed as a hate group. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
Shop Kohl's.com for Black Friday deals Monday through Friday. Plus, get more bang for your buck with $15 Kohl's cash for every $50 spent. Get $17.99 toys, a diamond pendant necklace, $99.99, $8.99 throws or decorative pillows, $19.99 comforters and sheets, and $20 and under women's sweaters. Shop Kohl's.com for Black Friday deals Monday through Friday. And stores open Thursday at 5 p.m. Kohl's. Select style. See store or Kohl's.com for details.
Georgia's Democratic gubernatorial nominee Stacey Abrams is still out there saying that the Georgia election for governor was not free or fair. Without proof, Abrams is making claims of voter suppression in Georgia. Her Republican opponent, Governor-elect Brian Kemp, joins Fox News and says there's nothing wrong with the elections in Georgia.
Well, you know, look, Brian, I'm moving on. I'm the governor-elect. The election's been certified. This is indeed over, and I'm looking forward to serving hard-working Georgians, and that includes all of them, by the way. But look, it's unfair for her to blame, especially local elections officials that are following the law when it comes to these things for registration, how things are conducted on election day. In Georgia, we have secure, accessible, fair elections. We make it easy to vote and hard to cheat. And we saw the easy to vote part. We had 1.4 million more voters in this election than we did in the last governor's race, a historic turnout. We have a million more people on the rolls because I pushed for and implemented online voter registration where people could register to vote 24 hours a day, 7 days a week.
Governor-elect Kemp also says,
if my opponent and her activist groups had used the online system, they wouldn't have had as many problems as they did with folks that they were registering. You know, nobody's questioning the Democrats' wins, knocking off one of our congresswomen in the state of Georgia. They're not questioning the local races that they won.
For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.